Tito Puente was a Latin jazz and salsa musician and composer, the son of Puerto Rican parents living in New York City's Spanish Harlem community. Puente is often credited as the king of Latin music, best known for dance-oriented mambo and Latin jazz compositions that helped keep his career going for 50 years. Celia Cruz was a Cuban-American salsa performer, one of the most popular salsa artists of the 20th century. She earned 23 gold albums and was renowned internationally as the Queen of Salsa, who spent much of her career living in New Jersey, working all across the United States, and traveling as a performing artist to several Latin American countries.
Pues sí, señores, esa es la verdad. Hay un señor de talento y razón. Yo lo voy a decir, se los voy a decir, lo tengo que decir, y lo quiero decir.
Pachito Eche,
le dicen al señor,
Pachito Eche,
y hace gran sensación,
Pachito Eche,
baila mambo y danzón,
Pachito Eche,
tiene gran expresión.
Cruz and Puente performing the hit chart Pachito Eche are just two of the many celebrated Latin music artists, both influential figures in the history of Latin music and its broad, successful footprint not only on American music, but also on the musical landscape of other countries, including West Africa, Ireland, and the Middle East, where local sounds are being fused with Latin musical flavors.
Yo lo voy a decir, se los voy a decir, lo tengo que decir, y lo quiero decir.
Pachito Eche,
le dicen al señor,
Pachito Eche,
y hace gran sensación,
Pachito Eche,
baila mambo y el son,
Pachito Eche,
y tiene gran expresión,
Pachito Eche.
Latin music, that is, music originating or related to Latin America and styles enhanced or derived from the United States and Europe, include categories both vintage and contemporary, like Latin pop, rock, jazz, and hip-hop. These sounds date back to the late 1950s, when the mambo was the dance rage throughout the United States. Before that, it was the rumba, then the tango craze of the 30s and 40s, and the lure of caliente salsa in the early 1970s, when East Harlem bands like those led by Puente made Latin music more than just mainstream. These Latin sounds were and remain a part of the musical fabric of America's diverse cultural life, a narrative that is historic, descriptive of the Latin diaspora, and part of America's musical identity. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.